to Ohio now for another installment in the occasional Living on Earth Orion magazine series, The Place Where You Live. Orion invites readers to submit essays to the magazine's website and put their homes on a map, and we give some of them a voice.
My name is Ann Kelsey. I live in St. Louis, Missouri. I wrote my essay about our family place in East Clarendon, Ohio. We've had it for almost 100 years. My grandfather bought it a long time ago, and it was used as a summer place until my parents built a house on it. We've had a lot of family events there, you know, weddings, birthdays, anniversaries. My father died there. It's wooded. It's got a large pond, about 35-acre pond in it, and a lot of wildlife. And then about 15, 20 years ago, maybe, I got this tiny little kayak, and I started going out on the water. It's quite magical, and some of the residents of the pond are probably as old as I am. There's some huge snapping turtles that they're quite scary when they go underneath the kayak. They look like dinosaurs. In my kayak, I learned how to be extremely silent. It's really become a form of prayer where I'm just aware of the fullness and beauty of creation. This is my essay about East Clarendon, Ohio. The night sky softens to a deep, calm gray before the first blush of dawn turns robust and the moon fades to a transparency. From the branches of a hemlock, a black-capped chickadee drops two clear descending notes, as confident as the first violin of an orchestra. A wood thrush sends out a flute-like whistle. A cardinal and then a robin follow. Then the air is filled with an assortment of cheeps, trills, chirps, clacks, Phillips, screeches, twitters, and whistles. Even to an untrained ear unable to match the call to the bird, they sound different one from another. Each note encourages another, and one by one, the winged residents of pond and woodland take up an invitation to sing a lively morning cantata. Cow lilies raise sturdy fists of yellow buds above the water. A small flock of Canada geese takes to the air, rising hard and fast, calling furiously to each other above the rounded contours of the pond, where an old snapping turtle rests in the mud. Water spills over an old brick dam and provides background music, always changing its tune. On the hottest days of August, after weeks without rain, it becomes a whisper. A beaver swims from its humped, muddy house in search of new green leaves. A raccoon picks her way along the shore in the deep shadows of pine and beech. As the light brightens and the air warms, a couple of turtles line up on a fallen log. Pink and white water lilies begin to open. Another morning comes to Blue Heron Farm. It isn't really a farm at all. It's family land we've hung on to for almost 100 years, and now the only harvests are memories and love of the land. As miles go, I live far away. But at night, when I can't sleep, I imagine waking up to the sight of a blue heron gliding across the pond and morning birdsong. In my heart and imagination, this is my real home. As I said, my grandfather bought it, and now it's part of my mother's estate. And there I have four younger sisters, so there are five of us with all kinds of different financial needs and emotional attachments to the place. And so unless I win the lottery, we do have to sell it. It will be a huge grief when it finally passes from our hands, although we don't own the land. we are just stewards of the land. We are caretakers. And so I just hope that it will pass on to someone who understands land in the same way.
That's Ann Kelsey, her essay about her holiday home in Ohio. And you can tell us about the place where you live, if you like. There's more about Orion Magazine and how to submit your essay at loe.org.